Harness your inner debate team, how overthinking can be your superpower. Ah, overthinking, an old frenemy of ours. It's like that one roommate who never leaves, always hanging around with unsolicited opinions, nagging questions, and a fondness for late-night existential crises. Most people will tell you to silence this pesky mental chatter, to just stop overthinking, as if it's as simple as hitting the off switch on a blender. But what if I told you that overthinking isn't the villain it's made out to be? What if it's actually your secret weapon, waiting to be honed, like a sword in a scabbard or a particularly verbose parrot? You see, overthinking doesn't have to be the cognitive equivalent of quicksand. When harnessed properly, it can be a powerful tool for self-reflection, creative problem-solving, and making well-informed decisions. It's time to stop shunning your inner debate team and start giving them some real problems to solve. Let's begin by dispelling a myth: overthinking isn't inherently bad. Sure, it can spiral into anxiety if left unchecked, much like letting a child loose in a candy store without supervision. But with a bit of mindfulness, you can train that overactive brain of yours to be an asset rather than a liability. Let's take a step back and think. Because overthinkers love thinking about thinking. What exactly is overthinking? At its core, it's an intense form of reflection. You're turning an idea, a decision, or a memory over and over in your mind, examining it from every angle like Sherlock Holmes with a magnifying glass. Sure, sometimes this leads to analysis paralysis, where you're so bogged down by possibilities that you can't make a move. But when done correctly, this level of introspection can lead to profound self-awareness and personal growth. Think of overthinking as a mental gym. You're exercising your cognitive muscles, pushing them to new limits. Instead of dreading the mental marathons, why not view them as a chance to become more in tune with your inner workings? The key is to channel this energy constructively, journal your thoughts, discuss them with a trusted friend, or even turn them into creative expression. After all, self-reflection is a cornerstone of mindfulness and emotional intelligence.